Kenny Blumenfeld is with me here on the station. Hello, Kenny. Thanks so much for being here. And it is quite the morning to call you because it's 40 degrees and raining and a little surreal out there today.
Yes.
I don't even know what to ask you.
How about we do this? We are in the presence of climatological greatness. Take that however you want.
I'd rather laugh than cry.
Yeah. Is it great, you know, with a capital G, where it could also mean like terrifying, or is it just great? That I'll let people interpret on their own. We are definitely in the midst of, you know, one of the warmest Decembers that we've had. Are we going to end that way? It's hard to know. But right now, Duluth is about 8.5 degrees above normal for the month. International Falls is 11. Yesterday, International Falls broke its high temperature record for the day. They hit 52 degrees. This is December. It was December 14th.
Yeah.
That broke their record by 5 degrees. And we kind of have a saying, and I guess not saying, but in climatology, we talk about breaking records. It's usually done pretty politely, you know?
Yeah.
You nudge out the old record. And with temperature, you break the record by 1 or 2 degrees. Breaking a record by 5 is just, you know, that's bold.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's warm. We're in a very warm pattern. This is classic El Nino. You know, I know it's easy to talk about how our winters have been warming over recent years and that this does in that way kind of match the trend. But this is really a classic El Nino pattern where the main storm track is off to our south, bringing most of the moisture and energy out of the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico across the far southern U.S. And then the main cold air stream is, no joke, 1,000 miles to our north. I'm not kidding. It's so far away. And, you know, normally in the winter, if you want to get winter, you have to bring those two streams together. Right now, they're about 3,000 miles apart. So there's a big gap that would have to be filled for us to get a winter storm. And so, as you hinted, instead this weekend we're gonna get most of Minnesota is gonna see rain. There's gonna be a rainy event. I think you'll probably end up with some snow in two harbors, especially higher terrain, Lake Superior. We're gonna get into some cool northerly flow on the backside of this system, but it's not gonna get cold at all. It's that we are not going to have any connection with that cold air that is just locked way up to our north right now. So that's kind of the situation, mild weather. And once, even after the snow falls, you'll probably, I would be surprised, have some nice, you know, kind of wet snow, that nice look of, you know, especially on branches and fences. You might have a nice look tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon, but we're just going to get right back into the mild conditions. There's no guarantee this will stick around for the holidays. So if you want me to hang up right now, I'm happy to. I'm sorry for saying all of that.
Well, you know, when I woke up, the first thing I remembered was a slide I had seen maybe 5 to 10 years ago showing Minnesota in winter essentially taking on Kansas weather. And it feels sort of like that. So I thought, okay, all right, this is what they've been telling us. And I know that it you know, there's a variety of things leading up to it. But I was going to ask if that 1,000 miles had narrowed. And you're saying it's, if anything, it's gotten bigger.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
I mean, to have the warmest weather of the month in the middle of the month and not at the very beginning just shows that the whole pattern is kind of doubling down, as it were. I mean, we're going to, you know, the atmosphere is always wavy and there's always these undulation and waves that are working through. I'm right now, as we're talking, I'm looking at a North American view. So I'm looking at a view of the climate pattern, seeing basically the whole of North America. And you can find some cold air on the north side of Hudson Bay and then in like northern Manitoba. And that is, you know, it's going to make some gestures towards the region as we get through the weekend. Northeast Minnesota will probably get clipped early next week by some, you know, reasonably cold air. But the warm air just pours right back in. The center of that cold air is too far away for it to have a meaningful effect on us right now.
And how long does this El Nino keep its strength? Do we know?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. Now, typically, these patterns will persist through the winter, but they get broken up, too. And sometimes they get broken up kind of memorably. If it's a sort of typical strong El Nino, it'll be like this most of the winter, but we'll have a break for, you know, 3 to 6 weeks that is a pretty good throwback. That's what happened the last few times that we had an El Nino this strong. Or maybe even some late season, kind of late season winter. We've had that also in El Nino mm-hmm. years.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely an El Nino year, and it actually resembles in a lot of ways the big one of, there was one about 6-7 years ago, and or I'm sorry, 7-8 years ago, and then another one, 97-98, 82-83. So those of us who maybe remember some of the really warm winters of the last few decades, those were mostly El Nino winters, the really definingly warm ones. Most of them were. And then you could go back to the warmest December on record in Minnesota actually blows this one out of the water. And it's from 1877.
Hmm.
And that was also an El Nino.
Mm.
So there is a signature. I mean, so we could kind of be, you could be freaked out, but imagine in 1877, when there really was no change in climate from human causes at the time.
Yeah.
Just imagine having open waters throughout Minnesota in December.
Huh.
No joke. Just like average temperature in about the southern half of the state for December remained above freezing, which is, it can't even fathom that.
Yeah, right. Well, that's interesting.
So,
I did not know that. That's good.
Yeah, so it feels creepy, but I also do want to tell people this is what you get when you have a strong El Nino, and it is kind of part of that pattern too. So as much as it's easy to, El Ninos are getting warmer as the climate changes, so there is that. El Ninos are, the nature of El Nino is changing with the changing climate, but we're really being dominated by that El Nino pattern right now, and this isn't a sign of, every winter from here on out is going to be like this.
Yeah.
We know that these kind of conditions are getting more common, but this is what we have right now is kind of extraordinary. And we're still going to have cold winters and fun winters and snowy winters, even if they do become a little less intense, a little less severe, and a little less frequent as we get into the future.
Okay.
So enjoy the rain and the change over to snow this weekend. It could be pretty tomorrow. I really hope the cold air does wrap in, and especially those upslope locations might, I wouldn't even be surprised to be a few to several inches in some of those snowier locations.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you so much, Kenny, for a brief check-in, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Yeah, well, I'll be here. So give a call next week. Thanks a lot.
You bet. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld's Weather Tidbits.